So today we celebrate the Feast Day of Divine Mercy. Pope St. John Paul II instituted this feast day in the year 2000. Pope John Paul II had a very strong devotion to Divine Mercy and to St. Faustina. He had actually canonized St. Faustina, who was a Polish nun who had received a series of visions in the 1930s, where Christ had appeared to her and revealed this information that's the foundation of the Divine Mercy celebration. To understand, I think, why this feast day was so important for Pope John Paul II and for the church throughout the world is, we have to look at the 20th century. The 1900s were perhaps the most violent, cruel century in all of human history. And Pope John Paul II saw many of the horrors of the 20th century firsthand. When he was in Poland, he was there for the invasion of the Nazis when they took over Poland and occupied it. Certainly the atrocities of the concentration camps. He saw many of his friends taken away, not just the Jews who were taken to the concentration camps, but also many of the other Polish and many priests were taken into the concentration camps. And then after the end of World War II and all the violence and the darkness that he had witnessed there, the communists came in and took over Poland and the other Eastern European countries, and they initiated an extremely violent, cruel persecution of the church for decades. And during this time, Pope John Paul II began to understand, very clearly that violence was not the answer to violence. He understood that the answer to the darkness and the cruelty that was spreading throughout the human race and throughout the world was divine mercy. If we think about the suffering that's present within this world, just this world today, it's almost overwhelming. When we think about it on a global scale, but also within our local communities and within our families and often within ourselves. And the suffering, all of it, originates whether directly or indirectly from sin. And if we think about the violence against the innocent that we see, we've seen the genocide of Christians in the Middle East under ISIS and under other Muslim groups, to the school shootings that we've witnessed here within our own country, the apathy that we see in the hearts of so many who are just motivated by their own selfishness or their own greed. And when we look at all the broken families and abusive homes within our community and within our country, and how many of our young people do not experience a loving environment with their parents, but they experience abuse and pain and suffering. And if we look at the drug abuse that's spreading through our nation and through our community, and if we look at human trafficking, and how many people are taken into slavery within our own country. Ohio is the center of human trafficking within the United States. And how many of these people, their bodies are sold so that other people can look at their images on the internet with lust. All this darkness and all this suffering that's present within our world. What does our Lord think when he looks down on the beautiful creation that he had created and sees how twisted and how broken it's become? The reality is our Lord could bring us to justice instantly, and he could bring his wrath down upon us and just destroy this world. But our Lord doesn't desire to punish us. The day will come when justice must be done, but that's not his desire. What he desires to do is to show his mercy to the world. And mercy, it reveals the desire within the heart of our Lord to heal the wounds in our hearts and in our families, in our world. He doesn't want to punish us. He wants to send down the power of his grace to heal the human race and to heal his people who are suffering in such darkness. And the reality is violence doesn't cure violence. An encounter with the mercy of God is what has the power to heal the wounds within our hearts, within human hearts. And once we experience the power of the mercy and the healing that our Lord offers us in the face of darkness and suffering, that enables us in turn to show mercy to others as well. It's the mercy of God that transforms the world. Christ explained why he instituted this feast day in one of the revelations to St. Faustina. This comes from her diary. And I want to quote this for you. Our Lord said to her, "My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the font of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which grace flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. My mercy is so great that no mind, be it of man or of angel, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity. Everything that exists has come forth from the very depths of my most tender mercy. Every soul in its relation to me will contemplate my love and mercy throughout eternity. The feast of mercy emerge from my very depths of tenderness. It is my desire that it be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to the font of my mercy. So in response to this message and the other revelations, Pope John Paul II instituted this feast day, and the church issues a plenary indulgence today, a removal of all temporal punishment from sins that are already forgiven. And so to gain that plenary indulgence within 20 days, an individual must go to confession, receive the Eucharist in a state of grace, and pray usually an Our Father and a Hail Mary for the Pope's intentions. Those are the ordinary conditions for a plenary indulgence. Plus, what's required for this indulgence would be to venerate the Divine Mercy. So you could pray a Divine Mercy chaplet in order to fulfill that criteria. There's holy cards on the back in the back of church which explain how to pray a Divine Mercy chaplet. St. Faustina offered her life as a victim to God's justice. She's what we call a victim soul, which means she accepted any suffering that the Lord was willing to offer to her. She accepted that willingly in order to win mercy and graces for others, especially those who have turned against the Lord's mercy. And so she united her sufferings to the sufferings of the cross, and she underwent extreme physical torment and spiritual desolation at times. She underwent extreme suffering, and she did it willingly because she had offered her life up completely as a victim soul. I highly recommend reading the diary of St. Faustina. It's long, but you can just read, you know, entry by entry. And it's, I'd say, one of the most powerful books of spiritual reading that I've ever read. And the reason why it was so powerful for me, and there's many reasons, but one reason is that it helped me to understand on a much deeper level the severity of sin, how offensive it is to God, and how dark this world looks from our Lord's perspective. You know, we see it from our perspective, and very often we get used to the sin and the darkness that's around us. But it really helped me to understand the world from a different perspective, and also the demands of justice, which are real. And flowing from that, how incredibly deep and powerful and important the offer of mercy is that our Lord gives to us. As I mentioned, the Divine Mercy Chaplet is a very powerful prayer, and one that every Catholic should know. You know, certainly take one of those prayer cards on your way out of church. But it's a prayer certainly that we can use for the conversion of sinners, for ourselves to understand more deeply and to experience more deeply the mercy of Christ. And it's a prayer that's especially powerful at the moment of death. I'll give you one more quote. This is from St. Faustina. She said, "I realize more and more how much every soul needs God's mercy throughout life, and particularly at the hour of death. This chaplet of divine mercy mitigates God's anger, as he himself told me." And so on this feast day of divine mercy, as Christ said, the floodgates of mercy are opened. You know, the church has offered and offers to us incredible graces, particularly on this feast day. And I encourage you to approach this feast day with trust in the power of our Lord's mercy, and to draw deeply from the healing power of Christ that he offers for us, for our families, for our parish and our local community here, and for the whole world, which is in so desperate need of the light and the healing power of Jesus Christ.